Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with rancher Donald Brown, talking about the concept of bettering ourselves in just a moment.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at VoteToddLamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
Rancher Donald Brown of the R.A. Brown Ranch out of Texas is a big believer in doing things that can make ourselves better. And he says that includes the concept of being a better rancher, a better cattle producer.
Absolutely. We hear plenty enough negative, or I can't do this, or you can't do that. I like to focus on what we can do. Focus on the positive, how we can make ourselves better. You know, with all the training that my wife and I received growing up through the FFA circles, you know, traveled and spoke a lot through that. And then, you know, then we didn't speak on the trail for quite a while. We were raising our kids. And now that our nest is empty, we're back out on the speaker's trail a little more frequently and really enjoy speaking to cattle families about how to raise better cattle and how to keep the ranch in the family and the family in the ranch. And this was a great crowd here today.
Right. Tremendous crowd. You gave them, basically, you boiled it down to three things that they could do to maybe help do a better job, be more effective, more profitable, more successful.
Yes, and to me, regardless of where you raise cattle, regardless of what your environment is, to me, we can boil it down to three rules. Rule number one, select the cow that fits your environment. The cow is the factory, and if she's not running at peak efficiency, then she's probably costing too much money. Rule number two, select the bull that best complements the cow to produce the calf that best fits your market. So with that one, we got to think a little deeper. We got to figure out, all right, what's our marketing plan? What are the strengths and weaknesses of our cows? And what is the bull that best blends with her to produce the calf that fits our market? Rule number three, select the breeding system that best fits your management. So with all of these three rules, you know, it's talking about selection and management combined. And to me, regardless of where you live, those three rules will guide us to a more profitable future.
Clearly, when you start talking about rule number one, that cow is going to be, going to need to be a different genetic makeup in, say, Throckmorton versus eastern Texas or eastern Oklahoma, Missouri, or Arkansas, or somewhere like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think it's important. I love hybrid cows because of the heterosis, the hybrid vigor that gives them more reproductive efficiency, more longevity, more fertility. We want to fit that cow to the environment. And so blending the genetics to fit, if you're in that high humidity, high heat index area of the eastern part of Texas and Oklahoma and Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, probably need a little Brahmin influence in that cow. And if you're in Montana, probably don't need the Brahmin influence in the cow. But blending those genetics together in the right combination is definitely rule number one.
Rancher Donald Brown says you can work on these ideas and make yourself and your operation more successful. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Chris Black 17th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 9th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 345 head of AI-bred fall calving heifers and cows, all are future club calf producing females, and 38 head of stout 19 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Most all breeds represented in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found online, www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0712.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.